What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Andrew Herr, and of course I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. This, in my opinion, I think was one of the best weeks of football I've seen. A lot of really close games.
Yeah, mainly one score.
I mean, other than, I guess, the Lions game, a lot of them were really close, really good. Good primetime games. I mean, Monday Night Football wasn't great, but Sunday night was really good. Thursday night was decent. So, yeah, I think this was a very good week of football.
Did you actually beat me in predictions this week?
I did. I did have
some hot picks. I did kind of throw some more hot picks in this week. But you did, yeah, you did beat one by one pick on one of those games we disagreed.
This might be the first week I've ever beaten you in picks, which
at least the last, like, 1.5 seasons,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, gotta be.
Which is crazy.
We do want to apologize up front. For some reason, our booth got, I don't know, canceled. So
yeah, the mic quality's probably taking a little hit. We don't have a video.
And then next week we're gonna both be home. I'm gonna be in Kansas, which I think we might have a special guest for that episode.
Stay tuned.
So yeah, we'll have to get into that, but. Yeah, I say we just hop right into some of the player news.
All right, let's do it. All right, guys, let's start off with some news for the upcoming week and some injuries. We just heard that the Jets have fired their general manager.
Yes,
is that true, Aiden?
It is, and I don't blame them. This team, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
They made Anthony Richardson look like a competent quarterback. Which,
I mean, dude, hey, I drafted him for a reason. Let's say that.
Yeah, I don't know how, but they just somehow always look so bad. People are going to blame Rodgers.
I mean, they already had a new coach. Like, they already fired their original coach in, like, week 4 or 5 or whatever.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I think they're just cursed. You can blame Aaron Rodgers all you want, but, I mean, we'll probably get into games later, but I mean, he only had 7 incompletions and 2 touchdowns. Like,
I don't know. Yeah, I honestly don't know. I don't know what it comes down to. I mean, defense has been on and off.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but either way, you know, I guess a change for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just got to start looking to next season. Maybe start tanking or something.
I agree.
But yeah, so that's the non-injury update, and then talking about some injuries, nothing too crazy. We can start with Brock Purdy dealing with a sore shoulder, so boo-hoo for, I know.
He's got a game against the Packers this week, so
I
kind of want him to be healthy. Just
so the Packers can
beat up on him.
That's the only really main quarterback one, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
But running back-wise, I am reading that Jonathan Brooks, who is the Panthers, was he just drafted?
I think he's a rookie this year.
And he was, like, injured. I don't know what his injury was or whatever it was for, like, the first half of the season, but he is set to come back.
That's bad for Chuba owners. That's going to be tough.
Look, and surprisingly, one of our, do you know who has him in our league?
I believe Jonah does.
It's Ethan.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So, yeah, basically, you know, if you had him stored away on the IR, you know, finally paying off.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I do have a tough matchup against the Chiefs, though.
Yeah.
And then, talking about some receivers, Jordan Addison was injured in the game this last week, should be good to go. And Mike Evans is set to return this week after that injury. He'd been out for like 3 weeks. They didn't put him on IR because they thought he could be back.
Wow.
And yeah, it's looking like he'll be come back, which is big because, I mean, Baker Mayfield's done all right without him,
mm-hmm.
without him and Godwin, but, you know, definitely good to get back. And then a couple tight ends in the Njoku, limited practice, and Jake Ferguson got a concussion in this last game, I believe. And also Kittle was questionable, but I just didn't even look at it.
Yeah.
Because
he's one of those always questionable.
Yeah. But those are kind of just the
injuries
to look for this week. There's a lot of bye weeks, I noticed.
Yeah.
It was like for our fantasy league. Like,
this is a huge week for byes.
Yeah, like I personally have Breece Hall and Drake London.
Mm-hmm.
So my two.
I think
the team I'm playing, Aiden's, not the other Aiden, Aiden's team has, like, most of, like, half of his team is, I don't think he has enough players
to actually start. That's bad. I think the guy I'm versing this week is projected 26 right now. So, if I lose, we'll see.
But yeah, so this will be an interesting week with those fantasy-wise.
For sure.
But yeah, that's, I mean, is there anything else you want to add? I
can't really think of anything.
I don't think we missed anything.
So yeah, let's just hop right into some Guess the Player.
All right, let's do some Guess the Player. Got four players picked here. I think these are moderate to easy difficulty.
Okay, hopefully I can get some.
Yeah, let's see here. I gotta pull it up. Okay, I thought I had it on the computer. But okay, the first one is a... we'll do quarterback. Okay, the first one is a quarterback.
All right.
We have 28 for 50.
Wow, that's a lot.
356 yards, 3 touchdowns. Also sacked 3 times, but rushed 2 rushes for 28 yards.
Ooh.
So right. Very, we'll say one of the top performances of the week, if not the top,
yeah.
I believe.
This makes me immediately think there's actually a couple different ways I feel like this could really go. First thought, Jared Goff. Then my next thought was like maybe Herbert. I think Joe Burrow threw an interception, so maybe Herbert. There's a lot of different ways this could go. But I'm just going to go with my gut and go with Jared Goff.
That is incorrect. The correct answer was Joe Burrow. He did not throw an interception.
Okay.
But overall, yeah, this game last night.
That was such a good game. I mean, I forget when it really started getting good. I think it was second half is whenever it started really getting good because Chargers were up big. And I remember you were saying...
I predicted. I said the Bengals are going to come back.
And they did. They obviously did not get enough to come all the way back. And they had a chance to win it at the end. They had a chance to get a field goal, ended up, you know, punting. And then Chargers went down, scored an easy touchdown. But honestly, whenever I was watching this game, it was some of the best quarterback play I've seen both sides.
Yeah,
in
Herbert's been on the come up.
Yeah.
He kind of had that rough patch, but I think the past few weeks...
Oh, he's been playing very good.
Yeah, he's definitely turned it around with, honestly, kind of a... The offense, I mean, if you just look at the names, no one's really sticking out too much.
Oh,
I mean, Dobbins
rushed
for 2 touchdowns this game.
Mm-hmm. And
McConkey's kind of, like, seems to be, like, the... Has been the main
guy.
Who I honestly didn't even actually know who that was.
Yeah, he's a rookie this year. He is doing very good. And then I just feel so bad for Joe Burrow. I mean, I think that's his, I want to say, 5th game with 350 yards and 3 touchdowns.
And they lost.
And they've lost, I think, almost all.
I mean, they're 4-7, but they just don't seem like they don't seem like a 4-7 team. And the Chargers are 7-3. And I mean, I don't know if I even would go as far as to say they look like 7-3 team all the time.
But yeah,
recently,
definitely not,
I mean,
all the time. But
like
in this game,
yes, for sure.
It's just crazy though, because I mean the Bengals pretty much got to win out if you want to make playoffs. And
I mean with the Steelers
they,
and Ravens,
they play Steelers
usually
twice. They've already played both games against the Ravens, so they're good against that. But I mean, you really got to feel for them. The only teams they've beaten this year are the Panthers,
okay.
The Browns,
mid.
The Raiders,
good.
No, and the Giants. They haven't beaten a good team this year.
They are potentially on fraud watch, even though they're losing. So
the thing is that the teams that they have lost to: 34 points given up, 35 points given up, 37 points given up, 41 points, 38 points. And then 26. I mean, you can't expect...
They
lost to the Patriots week one.
That's right. Yeah, overall, kind of got a feel for him. I mean, T. Higgins, was this his first game back? I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I think he's
been
back.
But, I mean, he put up 148 in a touchdown, then Chase had 75 and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just couldn't get it done, but definitely a good Monday nighter.
Oh, yeah. No, Sunday.
Oh, Sunday nighter. Yeah. Which one was last night?
Texans, Cowboys.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. We may talk about that one later. But, all right, so that was that game. We can move on to another one here. Which one should I do? Let's do this player. Okay. So we had 15 rushes for 75 yards, as well as 2 rushing tutties.
Okay.
And then an additional 3 catches for 20 yards.
All right. So 2 touchdowns.
There was a lot of good running backs this week, but this player was up there.
All right. So I know Joe Mixon got 2 touchdowns, but he got way more than that. I wouldn't be surprised if David Montgomery got 2 touchdowns. Could be Breece Hall. I know he had a pretty good game. But I'm not going to go with any of those guys. I'm going to go with Javonte Williams.
Oh, the player that I had benched this week. It was actually incorrect. It was Dave Montgomery.
It was.
See, you're always naming the player, but you...
Yeah.
You got to start... I don't know. You got to start...
I just got to go with my gut.
Yeah, you got to go with the gut. But yeah, basically this Lions game, I mean... We were expecting, we were definitely expecting some sort of blowout. But, I mean, I actually didn't personally watch this game, but, like, you can just look at the score to see what happened.
When we were at the, like, sports bar, we would, like, turn around because they had, like, NFL Red Zone playing. And every 2 seconds you would turn around and the Lions scored another touchdown. And it's just, they are so good. And I don't get it. Like, how is their offense so good?
I mean, the Montgomery-Gibbs duo is just insane. Like, they both just put up so much numbers. Like, there's no running back duo that actually, like, splits the work up so, like, perfectly.
And then, like, you look at the receiving Amon-Ra, 11 catches, 161, and 2 touchdowns. I drafted him. Like, oh my god.
He may be... I mean, I'm not sure what the next year's fantasy like first round may go.
Oh, he's definitely gonna be.
He's probably
got
to be up there with Chase.
Yeah, I'm sure him and Chase will probably be first two. Maybe
Jefferson's still been good, but Tyreek Hill probably fallen out of there.
CD
could be second round. CD's probably late to second.
Yeah, I low-key wish the second overall pick ended up being terrible because. You pick, if someone lets you get McCaffrey, bad pick. You take Tyreek, bad pick. You take CeeDee. Other than that 1 week, still a bad pick. So.
Yeah, I guess you did kind of get a tough position there.
I mean, yeah, the Lions are, they're easily NFC. I think they're now favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Wow, I mean, 9-1, looking at the line here, they were at -14.5 going into this game, which. I'm not sure how many people were taking that. I mean, I feel like a lot of people were.
Yeah.
Probably on that side of the spread, but I mean, yes, destroyed that. Over 47.5 destroyed that just by themselves.
That's their second game already over 50 points this year.
I mean, how many do they have in the 40s?
Probably. They've got one against, if you go 30 plus, they got 5 games out of 10. Is that right?
I mean, yeah, they definitely scored way less than 30 less times than over.
Yeah.
These teams, I mean, the Packers got to be worried about this division. I'm just saying. They got a tough
division. It's tough.
I mean, not really much to say about that. Just kind of that the Lions could be the. I mean, I like a Lions Super Bowl. I mean, they haven't. What?
They've never won.
Been the. They've been like.
Their last playoff win, I think, was the first in a really... Since, like, the 90s, I think.
I think it was since, like, the 50s.
I'm not sure if it was that I think Barry...
Cursed? Didn't they have, like, a curse?
I think Barry got a
playoff win. I think the Lions had a curse.
All right.
Look up Lions curse.
I'll look up their last playoff wins, because...
Maybe I'm thinking of, like, I don't know, but I know the Lions were cursed from back in the day, but, I mean, they've clearly defied the odds.
Their last win was 1991.
What about before that?
Before that, it was 1957.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, they're turning around. Gotta respect
their coaching. They only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Other than last year, they only had 7 all-time playoff wins.
Wow. Hey, could easily gonna put on some this season.
Yeah, so for sure.
That'll be fun to watch. But let's get into the next one here. We will do, okay, we'll do this play here. 26 rushes for 146, 2 tutties, as well as 2 catches for 52 yards.
That is Joe Mixon.
That is not Joe Mixon. What? That is Saquon Barkley.
Dude. Oh, okay. Oh, Joe Mixon had 3 touchdowns. Wow.
I knew you would know Joe Mixon, because I knew you would know Joe Mixon's stats because he's on your team.
Dang.
Dang, your bro was confident in that one, too.
I was very confident.
But Saquon, I mean, he's probably the steal of the...
We were watching that game. Yeah. I shouldn't have known.
He's probably the steal of the fantasy draft, if we're being honest.
Oh, for sure.
What was he like? Was he second round for us?
I think he was middle first. Maybe late first.
No. Because Matt had him, and Matt had the last pick.
So okay, he so, I guess like, he...
Yeah, basically the end of the first round. Basically second round. Yeah, that was a steal.
Oh, yeah. And the Eagles get another win, 8-2. Commanders looked pretty shaky in this game. Jalen Hurts didn't even play good. I think they're low-key just getting carried by Saquon. He's so good.
I mean, I can't argue with that.
He's actually
The
so
game
good.
Started off very slow. I forget if we had a parlay on this.
I think I did, and I actually think it ended up missing by... I think I had the over of... What was it? I think it was 45.5, and it ended up being a 40... Or maybe I had over 45 points. And it was 44 points.
Okay. It looks like the official line was 49.5.
And I think I moved
you
it down.
You alt-spreaded.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Commanders, I mean, like I said, started off really slow. They were winning the first half.
Eagles missed a couple of field goals.
That's right. But then they scored 20 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah. And, I mean, just kind of, I don't know. Like, the Eagles are now 8-2. But, like, they definitely don't seem like the same threat as years prior.
Yeah, usually...
If they didn't have Saquon, I don't know where they'd be. Probably
yeah, definitely not
middle
as high.
Of the pack.
But they've got, you know, Rams, Ravens, next 2 games, Steelers in the mix.
Oh, Steelers.
So, definitely, like, if they can win some of those games, maybe I'll... But they've always just... I feel like the last few years, they just... end up losing at the end, so...
Yeah, I could see the Lions taking them down.
Oh, for sure.
When it comes time. But that would be a fun game, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the last one here, and then we can run through some others. We have another quarterback.
Okay.
28 for 33 with 307 yards, 4 tutties, as well as 1 rush for 5 yards and a sack.
Ooh, 4 touchdowns. The only ones that I know got 4 touchdowns was Jared Goff, obviously. And then that leaves one other person. Is this just going to be Bo Nix?
That's correct.
All right.
He got one redeemed at the end. But yeah, I mean, Broncos, you actually did have them winning in this one, I believe.
I did, and then I placed a parlay on the Falcons winning, so...
Oh, yeah, because you didn't know if you wanted the parlay to hit or you to have the winning
Yeah,
one.
So I guess my bets are less lucky than my
Yeah, we already knew. We've known that.
But the Broncos are kind of on a hot streak right now. Sure, they did lose to the Chiefs last week. Should have won. Oh, and then I guess they got blown out by the Ravens, but... I mean, they look pretty good. Or do the Falcons just look really bad?
The Falcons they had that stretch, but then... Didn't they lose last week, too?
Mm-hmm.
I think they've kind of...
They lost to the Saints last week.
Yeah, like, they've kind of just hit a brick wall out of nowhere, because they were pretty hot for a good bit. I mean, yeah, not really much coming from them. Bijan only had 35 yards on the ground.
Yeah.
28 in the air. No touchdowns.
Mm-mm. Yeah, bad week. And then Bo Nix played really good. Javonte looked good.
Cortland Sutton was leading the team.
Yeah, Lil Jordan Humphrey.
We did have a blockbuster trade that involved Cortland Sutton in our league. And some are saying we've had some questionable trades this year, so
yeah,
I'm sure other people's fantasies are like that, where
yeah,
it's like either collusion or they're just very stupid.
Yeah. Who knows what it is.
Yeah, this is that time. I mean, we should have a trade deadline. I think most leagues have passed the trade deadline.
I think we should.
I think now, we should actually put one in right now.
Yeah, I agree. It's not like...
There's like, what, a couple weeks, few weeks till four or so till the actual playoffs.
Yeah, and you know, like, we can talk all the crap we want. It's not like anyone in our league listens to the pod.
True.
So
yeah.
We can talk all the crap we want.
Yeah, but either way... You know, Broncos are now winning record, could be sleepers.
Yeah, I mean...
We'll have to keep them in mind.
Yeah, they could be very good. And then, you know, looking around the rest of the league, Dolphins offense finally looked good. Haven't seen that in forever, it felt like. Packers
put up a little scare on Aiden.
Oh, man, it was very scary. Blocked field goal to win. Yeah, I mean, thank God.
That's crazy. Back-to-back weeks of that happening.
I know, that is. And then Rams beat Patriots. Should have happened, but, you know, Patriots still didn't look bad. Seahawks beat the Niners. Niners do not look very good.
And Steelers pick up the big win without zero touchdown scored.
The most Steelers thing of all time beat the Ravens without...
Put up
scoring.
18. Chris Boswell got me like 24 points in fantasy.
Was he your highest scorer this week? I think he was.
I think Breece Hall had 31. Oh. Breece Hall clutch up. But yeah, he put him in the Bills defense.
Bills beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, we knew it was coming. Finally, the Bills were favored by like a point or two. Mm-hmm. Everyone knew that the Chiefs' downfall was just going to happen.
Yeah, but they still didn't... I wouldn't say they looked bad in this game.
No, I mean, Bills were home, and a Buffalo crowd makes a big difference.
Yeah, and then, you know, Texans beat up on Cowboys. Cowboys, I think right now, have a top five pick, so...
That probably hasn't happened in a long time.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
This is their biggest fraudulent
game. Yeah, for sure. But... You know, that's really all the most interesting games. A lot of close ones. Very good week for football. So let's hop into the new segment of Guess the Quote. All right. For Guess the Quote, I have here 8 different quotes. And I'm just going to say them. And Vinny, you have to guess who said the quotes.
Okay.
These quotes can be from post-game interviews, any type of interview, maybe mid-game talking, anything.
I mean, like, so, are these, like, famous? Because I wouldn't say that I hear many, like, famous NFL quotes.
I would say these, one, they're all recent, and two, I feel like they're all pretty popular. So.
Like, would I be able to get it without the context?
You should. I think you should.
Okay. We'll run it, and you can play along at home.
Yes. First one, kind of a soft toss. I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Oh, that's Marshawn Lynch.
Right? It is Marshawn Lynch.
I knew it was when I mean that was kind of a while ago.
That was kind of a while ago. That was back when the Seahawks were good, which was like 2016-ish.
I mean, the Seahawks just won. So.
Yeah.
The Wilson before Wilson became a Steeler and just saved us.
Yes.
Yeah, one for one. That's actually probably the only one that I maybe know.
You should be able to get this one. I'm the best corner in the game. You try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Oh, yeah, that's prime Richard Sherman.
Yes, Richard Sherman.
The Seahawks era.
Yes, back-to-back Seahawks.
Yeah, those two are actually probably the only two that I know.
This one I'm not sure you're going to get, but it's just one that came to my mind.
Okay.
It goes, he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum.
That's it?
Yes, that is it.
Oh, is it from, like, a known trash talker?
You could call him a trash talker. But the person he's talking about isn't even a player.
Oh, okay. Then I'm actually not, because I was thinking like an on-field encounter.
No.
But if it's not a player, he's got to be talking about a coach.
In this same interview, he put out his toe for a little hint.
Put out his toe, like, on the desk?
Yes, he showed his toe.
I don't think I've seen that. How was this recent?
It was, like, 2 years ago, I want to say.
I'm going to go with... If it's someone crazy... Wouldn't it be, like, Antonio Brown?
People do call him crazy.
Antonio Brown was in the league 2 years ago. No, so... I'm going to say it was, I'm just going to say Odell.
No, it is Aaron Rodgers.
Really? Yes. Who was he talking about?
He was on some interview, and I think someone released some, like, article about him that wasn't really true. And so he just started calling the guy a bum.
Oh,
I don't know the exact context.
So it wasn't like a press conference.
No, it was.
Like a press conference, like NFL?
Yeah, and then, like, what? On it, he just stuck out. Someone asked him about his toe, and he, like, whipped down, and was like, it's fine.
Yeah. I don't remember that, but I guess that kind of is fitting.
All right. Next up, number four. Theoretically, they are next on our schedule.
Theoretically?
This is a clip from college.
Of an NFL player.
Yes. And, like, a starter. Like, big name NFL player.
Yeah. I don't know if I've heard this one
either. Theoretically, they are next on our schedule.
Like, theoretically, is he, like, theoretically, comma?
Yeah, he's,
next on our schedule, or he's saying, theoretically, they're next on our schedule?
He just said, theoretically, they are next on our schedule.
That is tricky.
I mean, this is, if you don't know it, I don't think you know it.
I mean, is he guessable?
He is someone that, like, their press conferences, he likes to just use big words and, like, sound smart.
Do you know the college?
It's Alabama, I believe.
And was it recent?
No. This was probably 3 or 4 or 5 years ago.
Maybe. Okay, who's an Alabama player?
It's a quarterback. I'll give you that, too.
Oh. Who went to Alabama? Didn't Baker Mayfield go to Alabama?
He went to Oklahoma.
Oh, same thing. Okay. Same thing. What quarterback's good from Alabama recently?
A lot of them.
I mean, not Jalen Hurts. He went to Alabama, didn't he? Okay, Jalen Hurts.
It is Jalen Hurts.
Okay, I mean, I wasn't going to get that, but...
The context of this is, so Vanderbilt beat some team really bad, and this Vanderbilt guy, he's like, hey, this is what happens when you come into Vandy. Like, we show you how to play SEC football. Alabama, you're next. And someone played that clip to Jalen Hurts, and he goes... Theoretically, they are next on our schedule.
Like, did he add nothing after that?
No, that's all he said. And it's just like they were next on the schedule. So, and then Alabama beat them, I think, by 50. So,
not surprising.
All right, next up, number five. I'm seeing ghosts. This is a very big thing that happened.
Seeing ghosts. Isn't that like the album with Kanye?
Kid Sees Ghost. I mean, that's the name of the album, but no.
He wasn't referencing this?
No, the player actually thought he was seeing ghosts on the field.
On the field?
Yes.
Okay. Now, see, my first instinct was like, oh, is this like Aaron Rodgers like doing drugs? But you already said Aaron Rodgers.
It's a quarterback.
Okay. Who would be seeing... Are they someone that you consider crazy? Being more comical?
Back in the day, it was, like, very fitting for this player.
Were they, like, being... Was this said in, like, a comical context? Or, like,
no,
they
like,
were, like, genuinely...
They were playing so bad.
Like, they were tweaking.
It was against the Patriots. They thought that they were seeing ghosts because they were playing so bad. Like, they thought there was extra defenders on the field.
Okay. Was it, like, a very bad game?
It was pretty bad.
Was it... How long... Was it, like...
I don't know how
5 long. Years ago?
Probably 5, I would guess.
This is a long shot, but I'm going to say Ben Roethlisberger.
It is not.
Because I remember him having a terrible game, yeah. I think, against the Patriots, because he had, like, 5 interceptions.
It was Sam Darnold. I'm surprised you didn't know. That was, like, a huge thing. Like, he really? Saw Gus, yeah.
So what team was he on at the time?
The Jets.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't think I've heard. I mean, he used to be pretty bad, so.
Yes. All right.
I guess that's fitting.
Next up, number 6 is What the Bear Doing.
I've definitely heard that before. Or am I thinking of What the Dog Doing? Is that like based on What the Dog Doing?
No, it was a player and he saw a team's mascot and he said, What the Bear Doing?
Was this like in an interview?
No, this was like a mic'd up moment during a game.
Oh. So I guess they'd be playing the Bears. Okay, so who plays the Bears a lot?
It's a receiver. I'll give you that, too.
Okay, so it's going to be someone that plays the Bears a lot. They got to have a little bit of a humor.
I honestly don't think you're going to get this.
Do I know who they are?
You definitely know the player, but they're not a big-name player. This is another one of those things where it's like...
You just have to know the clip.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna guess someone crazy. How about, what do you mean by big name? What do you mean by big name? Like, do you mean, like...
They are not a big name player.
Like, are they still playing now?
I think. They haven't been good in a very long time.
So they're older.
I wouldn't even go older. They were just good for a little bit. I think they were best on...
What team were they, what team were they the best on?
Oh, what team were they the best on? I want to go Panthers. They were the best. Maybe not. I actually kind of forget what team they were the best on.
Okay, well, Panthers players... I wouldn't say Thielen. I wouldn't say Deontay.
Oh, yeah, he was the best on the Jets.
So they play for the Jets and the Panthers?
Yes.
Wow. Are they still playing?
It says so.
Wow. Yeah, I'm actually not too sure, so I'm just going to take a shot in the dark here. And we're going to say... I actually can't even think of any Jets receivers right now. How about Brandon Marshall?
It is not Brandon Marshall. It is Robbie Chosen. Okay, Robbie Anderson.
He changed his name?
Yeah, he did.
I was going to say, I did not know who the name was, but Robbie Anderson.
The clip was from when he was at the Panthers. He was sitting next to DJ Moore, I think. And the Panthers mascot was like dancing. And he said, What the Bear Doing?
Oh,
and DJ Moore,
I totally forgot about him.
DJ Moore was like, that's Sir Purr, bro. So, yes, that was that.
He was like, he was good for that little bit.
Oh, yeah, he definitely
I totally
was.
Forgot about him.
Yeah. All right. Throwback. Next up, this was a live game mic'd up moment. He said, you've been watching film, huh? That's cool. Watch this.
Oh, you know what? I believe I know it's a quarterback.
It is a quarterback.
I know this clip. I'm narrowed it down. There's two people I'm thinking of. Oh, wait. Okay, I'm going to say one guess, but if it's not him, I think I know who it is.
Okay.
My first guess is Peyton Manning.
It is not Peyton Manning.
Oh.
Who's your other guess?
It was like one of those like people that are kind of like him. Are they still playing? Maybe they don't.
No.
Okay. Because I was thinking, it's like a Peyton Manning type of person. So I was like,
yeah, this guy's pretty opposite of Peyton Manning.
Like play style wise?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm actually thinking.
They did play each other in a pretty big game. This guy and Peyton Manning.
Oh. Cam Newton?
It is Cam
Newton. Okay, actually, I think I do know now.
Yes.
Did he get a touchdown on the play?
Mm-hmm. It was against the Packers, and Clay Matthews knew exactly what play it was, and then he passed it to McCaffrey for a touchdown, so.
I do, yeah. I was thinking of, there must be a similar one.
There probably is.
I was thinking of, like, an audible or something.
Yeah.
Like one of the sus audibles.
All right. And last one, this one's actually from a, like, little video posted on one of the team's Instagrams. But it's, like, a very popular video.
Like, so you should recently? Like
No, this was from a while ago. The person says, "Wait, nobody want me to date their sister? I'm a great guy."
Oh, yeah, like... I think I know what video you're talking about, because was it the one where they, like, ask around the locker room, yes, like, who would you not want to date your sister? Oh, if I can remember what team it was. Was it the Chiefs?
It was not the Chiefs.
Oh. Was it the Steelers?
Nope.
I've seen this video.
Yes, this is a very
popular. It had to be someone I follow.
Very popular clip. I bet if I told you the team, you'd be able to get it.
I think I would. Is it an AFC team?
No.
Is it the Eagles?
No.
They're
from the NFC North, because I know you love your divisions.
The NFC North. So that's the...
Bro does not know his.
Just tell. Okay, how about you just tell me the team and then I'll be.
their color is purple.
The Vikings?
Yes. He's from the Vikings.
Okay. I don't think it would be Kirk. I don't know. Are they saying that about Kirk Cousins?
No, they were not.
I don't think they're saying about Jefferson.
This was from a while ago. They're not currently on the Vikings.
How much of a while? How long is a while? Like 5 years? Or greater?
It could be 5 or 6, honestly. Because it was back when Adam Thielen was still on the team.
Is this player still in the NFL?
Yes. That you're talking about. And still one of the better players in the NFL.
Is it Diggs?
It is Diggs.
Really? I could have sworn. Maybe I'm thinking of, like, the Steelers version, because I, like, remember
the Steelers, I think, did do one.
I mean, that was kind of a trend.
Yeah.
But I think I do know what clip you're talking
it's
about.
It's a very popular clip, very funny. They go around the locker room asking, who would you least like to date your sister? Everyone in the locker room says, really? Stephon Diggs. And then he's like, well, why does no one want me to date their sister? I'm a great guy.
I thought he's a pretty chill guy. He's a pretty chill dude.
But then they asked him who he would least like to date their sister, and he said, like, some offensive lineman, and they were like, well, why would you not want to do that? He's like, because he's ugly.
That's so funny.
Yeah, very, very funny. And that's all the quotes we got.
That was a good little
yeah,
section.
A lot of them were like, you know it or you don't, but it was pretty hard. I thought it would be easy to find a lot of quotes. A lot of them were just, like, cringe inspirational quotes, so...
I'm sure. I thought you were going to throw, like, a Russell Wilson one in there.
Yeah, I bet I could have.
A Mr. Unlimited one.
Oh, yeah, I could have.
I mean, that would have been too easy.
Yeah, true.
Or, like, the one of him, like, getting signed.
Yeah.
It was, like... What did he say? Fly Eagles Fly... Or not... Or what was it? It came in Sierra.
Yeah.
It was, like, Broncos Country.
Go Hawks.
That's funny, but...
And I actually... Now that I'm thinking, I got a nice little segment for next week, too, so...
Is that with the special guest?
I think it will be with the special guest, so...
All right, we can run it up. You have to stay tuned.
Yes, make sure to stay tuned for next episode. But now, let's head into predictions. All right, for predictions, last week I went 10-4. Vinny goes 9-5, finally win, and let's just keep this hot streak going.
I'm gonna start being more realistic with my picks here and get back to
my
roots.
Steelers at Browns.
I mean, so this is a Thursday nighter, and honestly, I've seen people saying online this is like
it is a trap game.
This is a trap game.
I feel
where
it.
The Steelers just have the. The Steelers always end up losing when they shouldn't.
Yeah, if
and we aren't due,
like
but.
It.
I mean, I can't just actively say. Let's just check out the spread.
I'm going to go Steelers.
Steelers are, it looks like 4.5 favorites.
Yeah.
Which seems, does that seem fair? Maybe honestly low?
I'm going Steelers.
I mean, yeah. I'm going Steelers, but I see this being a disappointing performance.
Yeah. Titans at Texans. Gotta be Texans.
Yeah, the Texans just got a nice win.
Vikings at Bears. I could see the Bears doing pretty good, but I am going to go with Vikings here.
Yeah, I mean, Bears look decent. I don't have any really preference towards either, but...
Cowboys at Commanders.
I mean...
Gotta be Commanders.
Yeah, the...
Just gotta be.
The Cowboys are known for losing at home, though, and they are away at this time.
True.
The Cowboys need... Maybe they need a new owner.
I think they need a new
Jerry Jones has been, like...
Yeah.
Just, like, terrible. Been sitting there for years.
He's probably gonna die soon anyway, so...
He is definitely one of the older ones.
Patriots at Dolphins.
I mean...
Patriots have been playing really good, but I think Dolphins are gonna get it done.
Yeah, Dolphins.
Alright, Chiefs at Panthers.
I mean, I would love the Chiefs to do...
I'm gonna go Panthers here.
Really?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say, it would be funny for the Chiefs to lose.
Yeah, they're not going to.
But, yeah.
Bucks at Giants.
I mean, we got Evans coming back.
Yeah.
The Bucks are just...
Gotta be. Lions at Colts.
I mean, how can you root against the Lions after that last performance?
Broncos at Raiders. Broncos.
Yeah. Are we going to have any disagreements?
I'm looking down the line.
You don't see... Do you see any of that?
I mean, Cardinals at Seahawks.
Oh, I think I see one.
I mean, I'm going Cardinals.
Did the Cardinals win? Did the Cardinals
play? Seahawks just actually
Seahawks
just beat.
Won. Did the but Cardinals just win?
Cardinals had a bye week, but they won
previously.
They beat the Jets very big.
What about before that?
Then they beat the Bears big time. What about before that? Then they beat the Dolphins, and then they beat the Chargers. Hot streak.
I'm wanting to say Seahawks to disagree, but
their last loss was to the Packers.
Speaking of Packers.
Packers at 49ers.
This one I may want to disagree with you on.
Well, I'm going 49ers.
Oh. Really? Why is that? I was just assuming you're going to say Packers, and I was going to be like 49ers.
I've learned my lesson. I'm going 49ers.
I feel like we have to at least disagree on one, and it should be the team that you're a fan of. So I feel like you just have to say Packers.
I can't.
And I'll say 49ers.
I can't.
Okay, you know what? I'll say 49ers. I don't mean like... I'll say 49ers. Because you're a Packers fan, if you're being honest.
Eagles at Rams? I think we might disagree. I'm going Rams.
Okay, see, I was questioning this, but I'm just going to say Eagles to disagree, but I could see this being a close game.
Yeah.
And the last one.
Ravens at Chargers.
I mean, Chargers coming off the big week.
Ravens coming off a bad week.
But that was a Steelers defense. Let's be real. Nobody's like the Steelers defense.
This Chargers defense has done decent, but...
The Chargers are home, too. I'm going to just say Ravens, though. We got to play it safe.
I think I'm going to go Ravens, too. So only one disagreement. I would love to switch over to Packers just because I do think we can win this game.
I mean, here, maybe I'll just check the spread real quick. What do you think the spread is?
I'm guessing 49ers minus 1.5 would be my guess.
Okay, this isn't actually showing it.
It's a tough game to predict. I think it could honestly go either way. It's a must-win for Packers, though.
And it's at Lambeau, though.
It is.
Yeah, so I'm surprised that you're...
Fine.
I mean, I don't want to...
I'm switching. We're going Pack. Go, Pack, go. All
right, well, the official line is... Packers minus 2.5.
Oh, wow.
So you actually are actually getting the bargain here by picking the favorite.
All right.
That could be a good one. We'll have to watch that.
All right. Two more disagreements. A big two win could go huge for me. I'm still down by 12, so I'm going to need to pick it up.
Yeah, run out of games.
Yeah, but yeah, that's all we got for this week's episode. Once again, sorry about the mics. Probably not great. But
hopefully, within 2 weeks, we'll be back to the studio.
Yeah.
We'll be cooking up.
We won't be here next week, but we will still be putting out an episode probably around Tuesday or Wednesday.
And then soon after that's Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas break, New Year. A lot coming
much
up.
Much needed. But
definitely.
Yeah, make sure to tune in for next week. And, you know, like, follow, share, subscribe. Five star.
Oh, yeah, it's 5-star for sure. And thank you guys for the support and keeping up. We will catch you guys in the next one.
Peace.